This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Final time on the road in 2023, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are set to take the field as they take on the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the final road game of 2023 for the Woodpeckers. Hello, everyone, and welcome into the visiting broadcast booth here in downtown Kannapolis, North Carolina. My name is Colin Casey, filling in for Andrew Chapman throughout this weekend. Chappie will be back on the airwaves on Tuesday when the Woodpeckers wrap up the home portion of their schedule against the Charleston Riverdogs with a six-game series next week. But as of now, business is with the road schedule for the Woodpeckers as they try to wrap it up on a high note. The Woodpeckers come into tonight's ball game in the series trailing 3-2 to these Kannapolis Cannonballers. Appreciate you tuning in here at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. As the Woodpeckers led this series 2-0 to begin the series and then dropped three in a row, they've lost three in a row to these Cannonballers and right now are just trying to get a victory to end this series on a high note, the final road series and the final road trip of 2023 as best as they can, as the lineup cards being exchanged right now between Luis Reynoso out there talking it over with manager for Kannapolis, Patrick Leland. But the Woodpeckers come into today's game 54-71 on the year, 24-35 second half record. They are out of the playoff picture, as are these Kannapolis Cannonballers at 64-60, 29-30 in the second half. And looking at the pitching matchup, who else on the mound but left-hander Trey Dombrowski for the final road game of the season. Trey on Tuesday made history, becoming the most strikeouts in a single season record for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He now sits at 135 strikeouts on the year. He passed Sean Dubin on Tuesday with his first strikeout of that ball game. Ended up with three strikeouts, and Trey went four scoreless innings, ended up picking up his fifth victory, also a team high of the season, a 2-0 shutout win that was for Fayetteville over these Cannonballers. And Cannonballers have another guy that hails from the state of New Jersey, or at least that was born in New Jersey, and that is right-hander Seth Keener, 2023 third-round draft pick out of Wake Forest just down the road in Winston-Salem. He will make his second outing of the year with the Cannonballers, and he will get the ball with an 0-1 record and a 45 ERA at this point. Trey 5-9 with a 3.80 earned run average. As just about set for first pitch, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Woodpeckers. First-year manager Ricky Rivera sends out the following. Right fielder Cam Fisher leads off. He was able to reach base three times in yesterday's 9-0 shutout loss for Fayetteville, in which the Woodpeckers were only able to muster two hits throughout the entire ballgame. So Fisher leads off in right. Bryce Matthews back in the two-hole, and he is the DH. Garrett Guillemette, the first baseman, bats third. Luis Encarnacion back in the lineup. He does the catching and hits cleanup. Ryan Johnson, the shortstop, bats fifth. Paz Ferreras, the third baseman, hits sixth. Dari Lorenzo will hit seventh and play second base. Jackson Lofton back in left field. He bats eighth, and Leo's Danny Molina back in center field. He is the nine hitter rounding out the order for the visitors. And for the home team, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, managed by Patrick Leland. Left fielder Riku Nishida back in the leadoff spot tonight. He is in left field. Jordan Sprinkle, the third baseman, moves up in the lineup. He is hitting second. Jacob Gonzalez, the shortstop, hits third. Calvin Harris, who is the catcher yesterday, DHs today and bats fourth. Ryan Galanti, the first baseman, bats fifth. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, hits sixth. Drake Logan, the right fielder, seventh. And Eldrick Feliz hits eighth and plays second base. Ryan McCarthy rounds out the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and he is in center field. So for the final time on the Woodpeckers Radio Network, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers play in the year 2023, and they have a chance to match their win total from a year ago if they can get their 55th victory tonight and secure a series split with these Cannonballers. Meanwhile, before we go to break, take a look at the playoff picture as it stands. Of course, the Cannonballers and Woodpeckers are out of it at this point. The Charleston Riverdogs, meanwhile, have wrapped up the second half division title, essentially, as with Myrtle Beach, the team right behind them. It is Charleston who will play Myrtle Beach, five games ahead of the Pelicans. They have a series finale today as well that is just underway. And in the North Division, things are a bit more interesting. Carolina Mudcats, they lead both the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Fredericksburg Nationals by three games. So that magic number dwindling down for the Mudcats to clinch their first playoff appearance since 2008. It's the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers when we come back. First pitch right around the corner. We'll pause for the national anthem. Fayetteville baseball coming up on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty, throws it, deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game! Three-run home run! Line drive, out to left field. Long run, it gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third, that ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He is driven home all three.
Line drive out of the right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Beautiful evening for baseball in downtown Kannapolis as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers play their final road game of the 2023 season and the series finale here in Kannapolis. Atrium Health Ballpark, the place to be on this Sunday evening, and Fayetteville Woodpeckers trying to secure a series split in their final road series of 2023, and they will have to take on right-hander Seth Keener. He gets to start for Kannapolis. Keener comes in 0-1 with a 45 ERA. Granted, he's a third-round pick from the 2023 draft, so hasn't really gotten a whole lot of action, and he's only had one start so far with Kannapolis. Went one inning, and it was a rough one. Gave up five earned runs against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans on five hits, including a home run, and didn't strike out any batters, didn't walk any batters either. Needed 32 pitches to get through that one inning before he turned the ball over to the bullpen. So he will look to fare better here in front of the home crowd, and as he makes his first home appearance with the Cannonballers of his minor league career. Cam Fisher, the right fielder, steps in, and he will hope to get some help offensively. He reached base three times yesterday, but That was really the bulk of the offense that Fayetteville saw. His first pitch of tonight's ball game is over for a called strike. Comes in just at 6:32, a couple minutes late. Fisher swings at the 0-1 and grounds it up the middle for a base hit. Just like yesterday, Cam Fisher leads off the ball game with a single. Yesterday it was a weak ground ball over to third. This time he drives it straight through center field. And that's the first time in a long time we've seen the Fayetteville Woodpeckers have a hit that left the infield. Both of their two hits yesterday were infield singles. One from Fisher, one from Ryan Johnson. Now Bryce Matthews looking to make something happen with Fisher at first. Takes ball one inside. Matthews followed by Garrett Guilmette. And Encarnacion, Johnson, Ferreras. The middle three, Lorenzo Loft and Molina. Rounding out the order for Ricky Rivera. Fastball a little bit off the plate. So it's 2-0 on Matthews. Bryce went 0-for in yesterday's ball game. Did reach on an error in the eighth inning. Average of his has fallen off a bit, down to 188, but he's still drawn a lot of walks, and he's in good position to draw one here. 3-0. Fastball down and outside. Calling balls and strikes today is Mike Corbett. Chris Janke, the field umpire, standing behind the second base, behind the pitcher's mound, in between the mound and second, I should say. 3-0, right there for a strike, 3-1. Both umpires, a two-man crew, wearing their light blue polos with the gray pants. 3-1. Keener tries to get one over on Matthews, but misses low for ball four. So a Fisher single, now Matthews walk, puts runners at first and second with nobody out. Welcome sight for Fayetteville. They were shut out for the 13th time this season last night. Two on for Garrett Guilmette. And the catcher out of the University of Texas looking to drive one here and bring home Fisher for the opening run. Both guys on the bases can run. Check swing, and apparently Guilmette went around, according to home plate umpire Mike Corbett. And Ricky Rivera is not happy at all with that precedent that's being set. Certainly didn't look like he went. Nothing and one. Second baseman Felix is holding on Fisher, and the 0-1 swung on and missed. Let's take a look at the rest of the Kannapolis defense. Jordan Sprinkle over at third base. Jacob Gonzalez a shortstop, and then Edric Feliz is at second base, and then over at first base to round out the infield is Ryan Galanis. There's a strike three called. And down looking goes Guilmette. So good bounce back for Keener. Gets him on three pitches. And there is out number one. So Galani is the first baseman. Left to right in the outfield. Riku Nishida in left. Ryan McCarthy in center. Drake Logan the right fielder. And it's Juan Gonzalez doing the catching for Keener. The third rounder out of Wake Forest. Takes ball one down and in to Luis Encarnacion. Anka, the team leader in batting average, is just .238 among qualifying batters that have had enough at-bats at this point in the season. 10 homers, 42 batted in for Encarnacion in his first single-A season as he takes a strike. We've seen a lot of bright moments from Anka. Some big-time swings that he's made, and see if he can pull even with Zach Cole, who had 11 home runs before his promotion to high A. Runners lead off, and the breaking ball misses inside, 2-1. Woodpeckers trying to end a three-game losing streak after winning the first two games of this series. Look over at second. Keener delivers and pulls the string. And catches Encarnacion out in front. Yesterday's 9-0 victory for Kannapolis was the biggest margin of victory in this series so far. Every other game to this point in the series has been decided by two runs or less. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch is a breaking ball chased after and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Seth Keener after he allows the single and walk. Making quick work of this 3-4 and 5 of the Woodpeckers' order. It'll be up to Ryan Johnson to try to bring home that opening run. Woodpeckers are once again wearing their alternate Ville identity red uniforms. The black numbers and the white trim on it. Got the gray pants with the black stripe down the side. Black cleats for Ryan Johnson, who takes ball one outside. He's wearing a gray arm sleeve on that right throwing arm. Meanwhile, Kannapolis back in the blues as they were yesterday. In fact, both teams in the same color schemes that we saw about 24 hours ago. Johnson goes after strike one in the dirt. Keener, who grew up in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, went to East Surrey High School, was initially born in New Jersey, but he grew up in North Carolina. We have a parallel with the opposing starting pitcher, Trey Dombrowski. Fastball at the knees, called strike two on Johnson. That's a couple of words for Corbett, the umpire. Keener, coming off a really impressive final year at Wake Forest, where he was named to the All-ACC third team. Two-strike pitch is a fastball up and outside. And so Johnson will see another pitch, 2-2. Also made the Winston-Salem Regional All-Tournament team that Wake Forest hosted as number one overall seed in the tournament. What a team those Demon Deacons were in the spring. Fisher off second, Matthews off first. The 2-2 in the dirt. And the count runs full, so both runners will get a head start with two down. Paz Ferreras hoping to get a chance on deck. Keener will turn 22 in October on the 4th. One of seven kids, so he is used to having a lot of teammates, not just in the dugout, but also in the family. His full count pitch in the dirt, ball four. And Johnson draws a walk. Second one issued by Seth Keener. And that'll load the bases with two away for Pascanel Ferreras. This is not new for Ferreras. He has seen a lot of these high leverage situations since he's arrived to Fayetteville back in July. And we've got a quick mound visit. So Keener trying to get through this first inning unscathed after giving up five against Myrtle Beach in his first appearance of full season ball. There is a right-hander getting loose in the Kannapolis bullpen, but have to imagine that's by design with his pitch count being limited, this being his first action in single A after just appearing in a handful of games in the Arizona Complex League. His high was two, went two innings a couple of times in the Complex League, and I don't know if we'll see that here with his pitch count already getting up there in this first inning. So here is Ferreras, comes into today hitting 181, still no home runs, but he has driven in five, and he swings at the first pitch and sends it out to right field, playable for Drake Logan, battles the sun a bit, but he makes the catch and the inning is over, so Keener needing just one pitch after that mound meeting, and he gets Ferreras to have Fayetteville leave the bases loaded. Woodpeckers unable to score despite the single and two walks, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. Trey Dombrowski heads to the mound, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers head to the plate. No score after half an inning from Atrium Health Ballpark on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Home half of the first inning here in downtown Kannapolis. The Woodpeckers nothing, Kannapolis Cannonballers nothing. Colin Casey bringing coverage on this Sunday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark. And back on the air, as back on the mound, is Trey Dombrowski for the second time in this series. Dombrowski, first pitch swing from Riku Nishida, popped up to the left of the mound. Third baseman Paz Ferreras calls everyone off and makes the catch. And Dombrowski has retired the first batter he has faced tonight. Nishida back to the dugout. Jordan Sprinkle comes to the plate. He'll be followed by Jacob Gonzalez. Dombrowski coming off a historic performance on Tuesday where he struck out three batters, but that first strikeout he had was number 133 on the year, as time is called for the first pitch to Sprinkle. And he officially passed Sean Dubin for the most in a single season by a Fayetteville Woodpecker. I'm sure he got that baseball back in. Now is trying to move on to extending that record. A foul ball off the bat of Sprinkle into the backstop. Dombrowski now 5-9 on the year with a 3.80 earned run average. 24 games coming into today, 14 of those starts. And he has pitched 109 innings in his first full season of minor league ball. Breaking ball hit on the ground to third. Ferreras with it again. Tough play at the bag with Sprinkle busting it down the line, but the throw does beat him. A good stretch by Garrett Guillemette for the second out. So Jacob Gonzalez coming in, trying to prevent a 1-2-3 first inning for Dombrowski. Ferreras at third. Ryan Johnson, the shortstop today. Dory Lorenzo at second. Guillemette at first. Jackson Lofton out in left field. Leo's Danny Molina, the center fielder. Cam Fisher in right. And Luis Encarnacion doing the catching for Trey. First pitch breaking ball from Dombrowski misses outside to Jacob Gonzalez, the first round pick out of Ole Miss. Trey, the fourth rounder last year out of Monmouth University up in New Jersey. 1-0. Fastball in there for a strike. And Dombrowski, not only the Woodpeckers single-season record holder, he also is the Monmouth University single-season record holder for strikeouts with 110 in his final year with the Hawks. Curveball down and outside, 2-1. Past the school record, formerly belonging to former Red Sox first-round pick Pat Light. So if you break a record, Trey's probably going to come and try to break it himself. There's a pitch inside, and that is ball 3-2 Gonzalez. Gonzalez hitting 215. Still in the early stages of his minor league career. Did have an RBI in yesterday's game, and he swings underneath the 3-1. Popped up third base side. Will Ferreras call everyone off again? Yes, he will. Paz Ferreras records all three outs for Fayetteville, and it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning for Trey Dombrowski, picking up right where he left off on Tuesday night. Kannapolis down in order. We're on to the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-0 our score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal, Read your way to success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Nothing doing in the first inning. Top of the second in Kannapolis. The Woodpeckers trying to break through first. They send Dari Lorenzo to the plate to lead things off as Seth Keener is back out there on the mound for the time being, so he will be tasked with getting through a second inning. The bullpen activity winded down. Lorenzo batting from the left side. The switch hitter takes a called strike. Credit to Keener. He got out of a bases-loaded jam with two outs. Got Ferreras to line out to right field, and now he blows a fastball past Lorenzo for strike two. Dari comes in hitting 222. Pair of home runs, 20 runs batted in. One of those home runs came in this ballpark last time that Fayetteville was here. Keener gets his signs, and his 1-2 is a slider down and in. Keener stands at 6'2", 195 pounds, drafted 84th overall in that third round, and currently ranked the number 14 prospect in the White Sox organization. 2-2, swing and a miss. Got Lorenzo to chase a fastball up and outside. And Dari is down for out number one. Third strikeout already for Keener. One out, now Jackson Lofton coming up. Keener had that strikeout pitch working in the complex league. Struck out seven batters through six innings of work. Opponents hitting just 100 off him down there. There's a called strike, but it was a bit of a learning curve for him in his first outing against Myrtle Beach, where Pelicans in that one inning hit 625 off of him, and that's the nature of the beast. A swing and a miss, and Lofton can't make contact. And he's not the only one that Myrtle Beach has done that to all year long. The Pelicans are the best record in all of the Carolina League. And they are gearing up for a playoff matchup with the Charleston River Dogs. Final dress rehearsal game between those two teams taking place today. The 0-2, breaking ball outside for a ball. Another single season record holder for Fayetteville with Jackson Lofton owning the stolen base single season record. Currently stands at 58. Hoping to get to 60 before year's end. 1-2, and Lofton jammed. Fouls that one off to the right. Been a bit of a rocky last few games for Lofton at the plate. Still looking for that first hit in September. He's 0 for 7 to begin the month. Keener's 1-2. Curveball lined and caught over at first base. Hit hard, but hit right at Ryan Galani for the second out. It's kind of been the story of it right now for Lofton, just can't buy a break. So he heads back to the dugout, and Leo's Danny Molina try to prevent a 1-2-3 inning. Molina, an even 200 now on the year, 7 homers, 42 batted in. First pitch swinging, and he drives it up the middle for a two-out single. So Molina has, with one swing right there, equaled Fayetteville's hit total from yesterday's ball game in less than two innings. Certainly a welcome sight after Woodpeckers just could not solve the pitching staff of Kannapolis. Peyton Paulette went 3 2/3 innings and didn't give up a run. And it was Ben Butel out of the pen who ended up getting the victory, went 2 2/3. Big secondary for Molina off of first. And Cam Fisher takes strike one. Fisher, like Molina, singled up the middle his first at-bat. We know Leo can run. And there he goes. 0-1 misses high. The throw down, the tag, safe. Looked like Molina was out, but I guess the tag might not have been placed by Gonzalez, the shortstop, and Molina got his hand in there late. Not much of an argument from the Kannapolis dugout, so Molina is credited with a stolen base. Pitch was a called strike, so it's 0-2. I don't know, it looked like that throw beat Molina by plenty. Don't know if the tag was missed or what, but field umpire Chris Janke says that Molina evidently got in there. So chance for the runner in scoring position for Fisher with two outs, 0-2 count. Keener with the pitch, fastball foul tipped and held on to by Gonzalez for the third out. So Keener, not fazed by that play at second base, picks up his fourth strikeout and is through two scoreless to begin his outing against Fayetteville. We're on to the bottom of the second inning. Nothing-nothing our score from Atrium Health Ballpark on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
We played 1.5 here in downtown Kannapolis. Woodpeckers and Ballers, nothing-nothing so far. Trey Dombrowski back out on the hill after a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. All three balls put in play by the Cannonballers, but ended up being a couple of putouts and a fielding assist over third for Paz Ferreras. So see what the middle third of the Ballers order can do. Calvin Harris, Ryan Delaney, and Juan Gonzalez, the three due up in the second. So Harris steps in. It's cleanup hitter in yesterday's ball game, but when hitless, did pick up a couple of walks in that game as well as an RBI. Trey starts his windup, and the first pitch at the bottom of the second is roped into right field over the leaping glove of Lorenzo, and it's a leadoff single for the Ballers. Harris ready for that breaking ball and deposits it into right field. Another first pitch swing, early count swing so far against Dombrowski, and that's the thing. A guy like Trey Dombrowski throws a lot of strikes, so you have to be aggressive against him. The more pitches you take, the more it generally favors Trey. And Kannapolis trying to go on the attack early. So Dombrowski pitches from the stretch for the first time, and his breaking ball to Ryan Delaney is tipped foul. Trey has faced these Cannonballers several times outside of the game on August 29th, where he went four scoreless. He last faced them prior to that on July 3rd, right before the break. Breaking ball, a little bit outside. Went five innings at Segres Stadium. Gave up two runs on three hits in that game. And earlier in that series, also faced Kannapolis on June 28th. Went 4 2/3. That was a bit of an unlucky outing for him. Six runs allowed, but just two of them earned. There's a line drive through the left side of the infield, and Delaney has himself a hit now. Up to second base goes Harris. And the Ballers saw what the Woodpeckers did in the first inning, and they have countered with a bit of a rally of theirs in the bottom of the second. Single, single. Two on for Juan Gonzalez and nobody out. Gonzalez got yesterday off, but he comes into today hitting .256 on the year. Two homers, eight runs batted in. Breaking ball, and Dombrowski locates it perfectly, 0-1. Look over at second now. Dombrowski fires. It's a curveball down in the dirt. Trey, the 2021 CCPL Most Outstanding Pitcher Award winner in the Cape League and the first Harwich Mariner to win it since 1997. And that's a guy that wasn't even supposed to be there for the whole summer. He started the year as a temporary player with the Mariners. Came on as a relief pitcher for manager Steve Englert. And pitched well enough that he was able to stick around for the long haul. Gets a swing and a miss from Gonzalez. It's 1-2. When he was asked by Coach Englert, he said, "You want to stay for the whole summer?" He said, "Yeah, I don't have any plans." And Englert says, "Good, because you're starting now." And he ended up being the ace of that 2021 Mariners team that went to the playoffs in a condensed four-team playoff that year. Curveball, check swing, Gonzalez keeps his bat back. And that was really a summer that put Trey on the map. Ended up being one of the more highly sought after pitching prospects in that draft, and is a number one rated prospect in his conference. Ultimately, it was Houston that gave him a call and let him know, "We're taking you with the fourth round pick. 2-2 is whistled foul down the right field line. Gonzalez stays put. Trey, not a guy with overpowering stuff. Fastball sits in the low 90s, but it's that breaking ball that really sets him apart along with the changeup. Mixes his pitch as well. Trying to do it here with two on, nobody out, and time is called late by the hitter, Gonzalez. Drake Logan waiting on deck. Trey's 2-2 in the dirt. Knocked down, a start and stop as Enka knocks it down the catcher, but over at second base. Harris thought about advancing, but instead he freezes in his tracks, goes back, and that forces Galaney to scramble back to first base. He got a much better secondary than Harris did over at second. So it's a full count now on Gonzalez. First and second, nobody out. The pitch, breaking ball, chopped to third. Ferreras charging it. Double pumps, now throws onto first and gets the sure out. Ferreras might have had an opportunity to get the force out at third, but that ball was hit very softly up the third baseline. He would have had to backtrack to get Harris, but instead he gets that sure out, and both runners advance 90 feet. So Harris now at third, Delaney at second. One out in the inning, and here comes Drake Logan, who's had some big-time swings against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers this year. Logan has two home runs on the year. I believe both of them came against the Woodpeckers. There's a swing and a miss, and that is strike one. Logan, the 22-year-old and 19th-round pick last year out of Shelton State Community College in Alabama. A one in the dirt, a nice stop by Encarnacion. So he had a home run on May 10th against the Woodpeckers, and he had two more on July 3rd. So he's actually got three of them on the year. Or it is four, rather. They changed it after. It was an error up on the board. So four home runs, but three of them have come against Fayetteville. So figured I was onto something there. Pitch misses outside. It's 2-1. I had that multi-home run game on July 3rd with Dombrowski on the mound. A swing and a miss, and Logan now the 2-2 count. So he has had success against Trey. But ultimately on the year, it's been a bit of a struggle of a first full season in minor league baseball for Logan. He's managed to get that average back up over 200, now at 205, but for much of the year, it was just below that 200 mark. 2-2 is outside, and Cannonballers are making Fayetteville starter Dombrowski work in this second inning. Infield is in, try to get the runner at the plate in Harris. Should he make a break for it? Dombrowski comes set, and the 3-2. Curveball swung on and missed. Strikeout number 136 on the year for Trey Dombrowski. And that's a huge one. Big second out with two runners in scoring position. His first of the outing, Edric Feliz. He'll be tasked with trying to bring home those runs with two down. Saw Fayetteville have that chance. Bases loaded, one out. Bases loaded, two outs, rather, in the first inning. Ended in a fly ball. Dombrowski trying to escape similarly as did Keener. Fastball outside. 1-0. Edric Feliz batting 130. The Puerto Rico native has just one RBI in a Kannapolis uniform. He chases after a bad one low. 1-1. Felix, drafted in the 14th round out of FGCU. Played a little bit in the Arizona Complex League prior to joining the Cannonballers. That ball fouled back. Had a lot of success, actually, in the ACL. Went in 16 out of 22, rather, at-bats. Went 9 for 22. Two homers, six runs batted in. Three walks, seven strikeouts, and also picked up a stolen base. Been a bit of a different story, though, since he's gotten to Kannapolis. The 1-2 in the dirt, and it gets through Encarnacion coming in to score Harris. And Kannapolis takes a 1-0 lead. That ball got past Enka, and he didn't even know it. He frustratedly discards the baseball. I believe he thought he had it underneath his left pad or his shin guard. But it ultimately went all the way back to the backstop, and it is a deep backstop at Atrium Health Ballpark. Anything that gets by, guaranteed 90 feet for whoever's at third. So Harris in, now it's Galaney at third. The 2-2 to Felix. Check swing, and he holds back. Once again, the Cannonballers strike first, as they have over the last several games. Them riding this three-game winning streak. They've gotten out in front, and they've stayed in front. Two-strike breaking ball, outside ball four. Dombrowski thought he had that pitch. Misses a little bit up and outside. And that is his first walk allowed of the outing. It's been a long inning for Trey Dombrowski, and now Zach Wilkins will head out there and talk with his lefty. Ryan McCarthy will step in as this discussion continues on the mound, but McCarthy, a guy who really provided in that eight spot in last night's 9-0 victory. RBI double, scored a couple of runs, drew a couple of walks. And see how he fares against the lefty in Dombrowski, who has been phenomenal against left-handed batters this year. Opponents hitting just 216 off of him. 48 of those 136 strikeouts come against left-handed bats. First pitch to McCarthy. Here it is. Fastball outside. Big day yesterday for McCarthy. Lifts his batting average to 218. No home runs. 8 runs batted in. Ends up going the books as a wild pitch on Dombrowski, as the pitch was low. Dombrowski with a check on the runner Felix. He's back easily. Again, Encarnacion not realizing that that ball was past him. Don't think it would have made much of a difference even if he recognized that that ball got behind him. 1-0, fastball, outside half, called strike one. Fayetteville 54-71 on the year. As previously mentioned, a win today would equal their mark from 2022. Played 2 less games that year due to cancellations. Curveball out, and it's 2-1. So there's plenty of opportunity for Fayetteville to get past the 2022 record as far as wins go and see how it shakes out in terms of winning percentage. No games have been lost due to weather, though, at this point. Love to see that. Hopefully all 132 do end up being played, and Dombrowski misses low again, 3-1. Last thing Trey wants to do here is issue back-to-back walks to the 8 and 9 hitters and bring the leadoff man Nishida up with the bases loaded. Felix leads off of first, Galani off of third, and the 3-1 is fouled back. While the Kannapolis Cannonball are 64-60 on the year, they have the exact same record, not just in this half, but in the first half as the Columbia Fireflies. Both teams identical records at this point in the year. Payoff pitch, hit on the ground to second, charging it, Dari Lorenzo overhands it to first, and the inning comes to an end. So Trey Dombrowski with a big-time pitch, full count against McCarthy, and he gets him to bounce out to end the inning. But a wild pitch brings home Calvin Harris, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead it 1-0 after 2 from Atrium Health Ballpark on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
We go to the third inning. Kannapolis leads at 1-0, and their starter Seth Keener is back out for a third inning of work. Uncharted territory for the third rounder out of Wake Forest. His previous long was two innings, so he's getting a little bit of length now from his manager Patrick Leland, and we'll see just how far he goes. He faces a first-round pick from this past year's draft in Bryce Matthews and takes a fastball inside for ball one. The 1-0 is sent in the air down the right field line, foul. It's nearly a 1-2-3 inning for Keener, but gave up a single with two outs to Leo's Danny Molina, and he got Fisher to strike out for his fourth strikeout through two innings. 1-1, misses outside. Both teams with two hits to this point. One run coming on a wild pitch from Trey Dombrowski last inning. 2-1 to Bryce. He's late on it. Fouls it deep down the right field line, right off the light bulbs. Look out as that ball dropped back in towards the seats. Nice crowd here on this Sunday evening. Final home game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in 2023 before they go on the road and end their season at Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch lined sharply foul by Matthews, and it nearly takes out the bullpen catcher down the right field line. Spotter out there, Ethan Hammerberg's going to probably get near full. He didn't quite make the play on that, but made sure that the bullpen catcher stayed out of the line of fire. Once again, late is Matthews. He gets the 2-2 down the right field line again. So Matthews making Keener throw a lot of pitches again. Remember, Matthews drew a walk his first time up. 2-2, hit sharply up the middle, and Bryce Matthews sneaks one past the middle infield of Gonzalez and Felix for a leadoff hit. Third hit so far for the Peckers. They've got one in each of the first three innings, and Bryce Matthews has reached base in both of his trips so far. We'll see if his speed is on display. Woodpeckers trying to get that tying run, perhaps in scoring position. Heart of the lineup coming up. Garrett Guilmette looking for redemption after he went down looking in his first AB. Matthews, big lead. He's on the move. First pitch is chopped off Guilmette's foot. It is a foul ball. It's a shame because Matthews was off and running. He had plenty of room off of that first base bag and got a great jump on Keener. And after that, we'll see if Seth Keener pays a little bit more attention to the Nebraska Cornhusker. There's another large lead off of first. He stays put. Guilmette fouls it off. Nothing in two. Keener, like Dombrowski, also played in the Cape League. Spent the 2022 season with the Bourne Braves, who went on to win Cape League Championship. So he was able to be a part of that team. Breaking ball misses outside and lift the trophy at the end of the year for the Bravos.
Down to some rookie taking.
3 years at Wake Forest. Throw over and Matthews back with a dive. One ball, two strikes on Guilmette. Righty awaits. Matthews on the move. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three. And Matthews is up to second base safely, but Guilmette strikes out in the process. So a stolen base for Bryce. Guilmette heads back to the dugout. He is 0-for-2 with a pair of punch outs. And Luis Encarnacion will have a runner in scoring position with only one out. You look at the draft class that Wake Forest had as Patrick Leland heads out to the mound. It looks like that'll be the pitch limit for Seth Keener. But one quick point before we go to break. The draft class that this Wake Forest team had, they ended up seeing 10 guys drafted this summer. And Keener was the fourth one off the board and the third pitcher off the board. very talented pitching staff. And with that, Keener departs. His longest outing of his professional career goes 2 1/3 innings. He's responsible for Bryce Matthews at second base. Got a new pitcher coming into the ballgame. We'll tell you about him when we come back. Runner at second, one out. Top of the third, Fayetteville trails 1-0.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Luis Encarnacion stepping into the box. Bryce Matthews stands at second base. Top of the third, one out in the inning, and a new right-hander on the mound to replace starter Seth Keener. For the Kannapolis Cannonballers, it is Zach Franklin, the 24-year-old out of Marion, North Carolina, delivers the first pitch of his outing and gets Encarnacion to swing and miss. Franklin, 10th-round pick in this year's draft out of the University of Missouri, is making his 6th appearance with the Cannonballers. 0-1, fastball misses inside. 5 outings, 5 innings pitched, no record, and a 12.60 earned run average. Franklin with his 1-1. That misses downstairs. Before his time at Missouri, Franklin played 5 years at Western Carolina University, so he is a former teammate of Woodpeckers third baseman Paz Ferreras, who is currently standing in the hole. He'll maybe get a chance to face one of his old college teammates. 2-1 is a fastball, called strike two. They didn't only play together at WCU either. They also spent a summer in the Cape League with the YD Red Sox in 2021 together. Matthews, who stole second base, hasn't been in motion since, but he's got a decent lead off of the bag. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch to Encarnacion, swings and misses strike three. Encarnacion trying to leg it out, but a throw down by the catcher. Gonzalez in plenty of time. And Franklin starts his outing in relief with a strikeout and a 2-3 putout for the second out. Seth Keener, 2 1/3 innings, still responsible for Matthews over at second base as Ryan Johnson digs in. Ends up giving up 3 hits and a pair of walks, but did strike out 5 batters. So a pretty impressive second outing for him with Kannapolis. There's a swing and a miss, a high fastball chased after by Johnson. And certainly much improved after a tough outing against Myrtle Beach in his debut. Tying run at second base for Fayetteville. 0-1 count on Johnson, who drew a walk his first time up, and he's now down nothing and two. Good breaking ball from Franklin. Fayetteville's been held without a run for well over a ball game now. No runs on Saturday and not a whole lot of offense the back end of Friday night's game. 2-strike pitch, called strike three, fastball outside corner, and Johnson goes down looking on 3 pitches. So Bryce Matthews with a leadoff single steals second base, but that is as far as he can go. The Woodpeckers have left 5 runners on through the first three innings. We've played 2.5 from Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 Kannapolis leads on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Back in a minute.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter, at WoodpeckersNC, and Instagram, at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page, at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Kannapolis over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Colin Casey, happy to have you on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network on the road. A bunt from Riku Nishida down the left side, and it rolls foul past third base bag. Came off hot. Appreciate everyone tuning in all season long on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Of course, all six games at home will also be on the radio side of things, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. But Woodpeckers playing their final road game of 2023. As there's a fastball off the plate, it is 1-2 on Nishida, who popped out in his first AP. 1-2 fastball, called strike three. So Dombrowski freezes him on the outside corner. Mike Corbett rings up Nishida, and Dombrowski picks up that second strikeout. One away for Jordan Sprinkle. The righty is 0-1. Couple of ground out to third his first time up. And we've got time called now by Mike Corbett. It might have had to do with the PA. First pitch from Dombrowski is popped up foul right over the Atrium Health Ballpark sign along the first base side. There is another right-hander loosening for Kannapolis, so they might piece this one together as a bullpen game, give someone one after another, so to speak, some action. Pop fly again down the right field side, and that lands out of play as well. Time called by Jordan Sprinkle, who adjusts his batting gloves. And Sprinkle awaits the 0-2 from Dombrowski. Fastball up and away. These two guys drafted in the same round last year. Fourth round. Dombrowski out of Monmouth. Jordan Sprinkle out of UC Santa Barbara. 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball, and Sprinkle swings over the top of it. Strike three. Back-to-back punch outs now for Dombrowski. He's got three on the evening. Pushing that record further and further away. Two outs for Jacob Gonzalez. Why is that significant? Well, obviously it's Woodpeckers history, first of all. But second of all, that record could only last for a couple more days. More on that in a second. First pitch to Gonzalez is a curveball that misses down and outside. You look the rest of the league leaders in strikeouts. Nebrowski coming into today leads the league with his mark. Now with 138 on the year. Gonzalez takes a letter-high fastball. It's 1-1. The man in second right behind him, Jose Fleury with 130. We know Fleury will have at least two more outings this year if all goes well. 1-1 is a fastball up and outside, 2-1. Of course, Dombrowski is still slated to pitch in that series against Charleston. It's lining up for him to go on the Saturday game. Should be a great crowd at Segra Stadium, but can't rule out Fleury potentially taking that record from Dombrowski if Jose Fleury has some strong outings down the stretch. 3-1 now on Jacob Gonzalez. Of course, can't also rule out a possible promotion for either of those guys with 1 week left in the year. Perhaps Houston like to see what they can do at the high A level before everyone goes off for the offseason. Crossed up on that pitch was Encarnacion, and Gonzalez, the beneficiary, who takes ball four. Second walk surrendered by Trey, and that will prevent a 1-2-3 inning. Calvin Harris, who started the second inning off with a single, gets his second chance at the plate. He has scored the only run of the ball game. Dombrowski's first pitch from the stretch is a fastball. Outer half, strike one. Big game in the Carolina League elsewhere, as the series finale between Lynchburg and Fredericksburg with some serious playoff implications. Curveball misses down and away. Looking at that score, the Lynchburg Hillcats sneak away from Fredericksburg with a 6-5 victory. Fredericksburg scored a couple of runs bottom of the ninth inning, but fell just short. Slider, outside corner on Harris. So Lynchburg jumps back into second place with that victory and are trying to keep pace with the Carolina Mudcats as that magic number dwindles down for Carolina. The 1-2 is tapped foul. Mudcats, though, have also wrapped up their ball game, and they won 7-2 against Down East, so it remains a three-game lead for Carolina in the North Division. Going into the final six games, runner on the move. The pitch misses outside for Dombrowski. Encarnacion with a high throw, but Johnson, good job reeling it in and preventing it from going into center field. Jacob Gonzalez swipes second base. It's the first stolen base of the game for Kannapolis, and I think Fayetteville will take that here in the bottom of the third inning after the Cannonballers stole seven bases in yesterday's game and set a new franchise record. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Gonzalez at second base. Calvin Harris now with an RBI chance. Infield shifted around on him to the pull side. And the 2-2. Chased after and missed. A fastball outside part of the plate. And Trey Dombrowski strikes out the side in the third inning. Two-out walk does not bother him. He is through three innings of one-run ball. And we are through a third of our ball game on this series finale in the final road game of 2023 for Fayetteville, who trails the Kannapolis Cannonballers 1-0. We'll be back in a moment with the fourth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Dirty work. work. Oh yeah. Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have sent the maid home early, like a thousand times before. Like the castle in its
court. Top of the fourth inning from Kannapolis. The Cannonballers won, the Woodpeckers nothing. Another new arm on the mound for the Ballers. First pitch breaking ball from right-hander Mark McLaughlin is on the inside corner for a called strike on Paz Ferreras. Paz 0 for 1 so far with the flyout. Faces McLaughlin for the first time. He gets a fastball in tight. Mark McLaughlin making his seventh appearance with the Cannonballers. He's made one start, 1-1 with a 15.30 earned run average. Throws a curveball and Ferreras slowly on the ground to short. Jacob Gonzalez with a low throw, but a good stretch there from first baseman Galaney is in time for the first out. So Ferreras moves to 0-2 so far. It's been a rough start to the season for Mark McLaughlin since being called up from the ACL White Sox. He's pitched 10 innings over those six games, and walks have been an issue. 14 walks to 12 strikeouts so far for McLaughlin. Fastball called a strike on Dari Lorenzo. Seventh round pick in last year's draft out of the University of Tennessee, a former teammate of Drew Gilbert, former Houston Astros prospect, now with the Mets organization. And letter high strike two. High strike working out right now with zone for Mike Corbett, home plate umpire. Lorenzo struck out swinging in his first AB. 0-2 off the end of the bat. Lorenzo chops it foul. And that Tennessee team from 2022 is essentially last year's Wake Forest team, with all the talent that came out of that specific team and all the draftees that came out of there following the historic season the Vols had in 2022. Dari Lorenzo swings and misses at a fastball outside, and McLaughlin finding a rhythm here against the Woodpeckers. He has retired the first two batters he's faced in the fourth. Kannapolis pitching has now struck out four of their last five batters faced across three different pitchers. Two down for Jackson Lofton. Lofton lined out to first in his first at-bat, and Jackson Lofton gets a hold of one. Hit out to deep left field, and that ball's on the berm. This ball game is tied. Jackson Lofton lifts off for his eighth home run of the season. And it is 1-1 in the top of the fourth. Seen a lot of road home runs from Lofton this year at a grand slam on the road in Myrtle Beach. Also a home run last week in Down East. Now he has one in Kannapolis, trying to home run all these road ballparks before the end of the year. A couple of hard hit balls from Lofton, and that one leaves the yard. Tie ball game now, and the first pitch to Leo's Danny Molina is in there for a strike. So at long last, Fayetteville able to get on the board for the first time since Friday. Kannapolis pitching had simply been untouchable over the last 48 hours. Molina takes one outside, 1-1. For McLaughlin, that home run, first he has surrendered in his minor league career as he misses down in the dirt. So that has not been an issue for him, keeping the ball in the yard. It's more so been the control issues, but this time he left one over the plate and Lofton made him pay. 2-1, and Leo's Danny Molina goes after it in the dirt. Leo singled with two outs his first time up. The Woodpeckers now have a hit in all four innings thus far. 2-2, down and away. In fact, they only have four hits, so one per inning. Now a run to go along with it. Cam Fisher waiting on deck, hoping to get a chance. 2-2, Molina up the middle, knocked down by McLaughlin. He settles down and throws it on to first to end the inning. Good recovery there from McLaughlin. He heads back to the dugout, but the lead is gone for Kannapolis thanks to the solo home run from Jackson Lofton, his eighth of the season. Pulls the Woodpeckers even after 3.5. 1-1 the score from Atrium Health Ballpark on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Her. Boomer, have you found your winner? Gracie, have you found your winner? There we go, ma'am. Team signed that. All right, on the left side, apparently we got some more. Boomer, have you three?
Hey, and 1-1 pitch. Single is first time.
Trey Dombrowski back on the mound for the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the fourth inning. We are all tied 1-1 after Jackson Lofton launched a solo home run in the top half of the inning. And so now it is Ryan Galaney who will try to get it started for Kannapolis as they look to earn that lead back. Galaney jammed and he fouls it away. He had a single against Dombrowski his first time up, ripped one through the left side. It's a bit of a haze kind of forming now around Atrium Health Ballpark. There's some smoke that is kind of enveloped lower seating bowl at this point. One of those late summer brush fires, perhaps. 0-2, Dombrowski with four strikeouts through three innings. He's closing in on 140 on the year. Fastball, and it's jammed and hit foul to the right. He's looking to continue to pioneer that path that no Woodpecker has ever gone before in a single season. Nothing and two pitch, chased after and missed, and there it is, number 140 on the year for Trey Dombrowski, his fifth of the ball game and his fourth over the last five batters he's faced. One down. Every level he's played at, he's been a strikeout machine all the way back to his days at Wall Township High in New Jersey. Grew up right on the east coast of the state, right on the Jersey Shore. Been striking out guys from there and through college and now at the professional level. Popped up, first pitch to Juan Gonzalez, ends up over the screen. And the goal, of course, for Dombrowski, I'm sure, after this season ends, is to get that promotion up to high A. Start opening day with the tourist, and have to imagine that'll be the case. Last ball fouled back, nothing and two on Gonzalez. There's a number of pitchers that are on this roster now that likely will start the year with the tourist in 2024. Jose Fleury, another guy. Maybe Nick Swanson, who's had a lot of success. All the three of those guys on the opening day roster. The 0-2, chopped towards the mound. Dombrowski picks it up and throws to first for the second out. Of course, Swanson already there. And perhaps can find himself to Corpus as well, but it's been a really consistent so far. And big round of applause for the Bat Dog as he brings that back, bat right back behind home plate. Fan favorite here in Kannapolis. Two down for Drake Logan. Struck out swinging his first at-bat. That was the first strikeout of the ball game for Trey. Misses upstairs with a fastball. His pitch count now at 64. So it's possible he only ends up going four innings. He was capped at 68 on Tuesday. Breaking ball. That's over for a called strike. Later in the year, too, definitely want to keep an eye on innings for a guy who is in his first season of minor league baseball. His arm's not showing much fatigue here tonight, though. There's a pitch on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Borowski looking for strikeout number 6, and another 1-2-3 inning. Here's the pitch, fastball, a little bit up and outside. And through all the outings he's had, there's been a plenty of games in which he's struck out 6 or more on the year. It's become a regularity for him at this point, and there it is. Strike 3 swinging. Great pitch, gets Logan out in front, got him with the changeup, and Trey Dombrowski sets down all three batters he faces in the fourth inning. Woodpeckers pull even in the top half, and Trey shuts him down in the bottom half. We go to the fifth. Fayetteville 1, Kannapolis 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Innings in the book tonight in the series finale between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-1 is our score. Mark McLaughlin back on the mound for the Cannonballers to begin the fifth inning. And the first pitch he throws to Cam Fisher is down in the dirt. McLaughlin pitched the fourth inning, gave up a solo home run to Jackson Lofton, Lofton's eighth of the year, and that's why we're tied. Rebounded nicely though, got the final out to end the inning on a 1-3 putout on Molina. Good breaking ball over. It's 1-1 on Fisher, who has singled and struck out to this point. And the 1-1 pitch left downstairs by Fisher. Note on Lofton, 8 home runs. That was his 6th away from Segra Stadium. It felt like a lot of those home runs have come on the road, and sure enough they have. 2 home runs only this year at Segra. Cam Fisher's only home run so far with the Woodpeckers also came at Segra Stadium. Breaking ball misses up and outside. 3-1 on the 2023 fourth round pick. Played his college ball just down the road at UNC Charlotte. Shift is on, both infielders playing close to the first base bag, and there's ball four, fastball up high, five-pitch walk, and Cam Fisher does what he does best, gets on base to begin the fifth. It's been an incredible series for Fisher. He's ended up with a hit in yesterday's ball game and reached base three times. His hit today, he's now gotten seven hits in the series. By far the most by Woodpecker this week. Pitch misses down low, and it's 1-0 on Bryce Matthews, who has a single and a walk tonight. Fisher leads off of first. McLaughlin comes set, and there goes Fisher. Fastball, the hit and run on, lined into center field, and it drops in front of McCarthy out there for a single. A little bit of a freeze from Fisher. He wasn't sure if that ball was hit right at McCarthy, and it did land just about 5 feet in front of him, but McCarthy couldn't get there in time, and Bryce Matthews has reached base in all three of his plate appearances so far. He is now 2-for-2, and here comes Fayetteville. Two on, nobody out. Garrett Guilmette looking to make something happen. And we've got time called, and out to the mound goes Juan Gonzalez. He wants to talk it over with McLaughlin. Woodpeckers now with five hits in five innings, one in each inning. Run on five hits, no errors. They have left five runners on base. While Kannapolis, one run on two hits, both of which came in the second inning, no errors. First pitch to Guilmette, misses outside, and the Cannonballers have left three on. Both teams left 10 runners on base in last night's ball game. One of those teams scored nine, the other scored nothing. So for Kannapolis, you'll take leaving 10 runners on if you nearly score 10 yourself. Good breaking ball. McLaughlin gets the called strike. Guilmette does have three home runs on the year. Former Texas Longhorn awaits the pitch, and it's a good fastball for McLaughlin at 92. Swings and misses, 1-2. Guilmette, the Yorba Linda, California native, still just 21 years old, despite a very impressive college career. Across two schools, and he takes strike three and knew it. Fastball outside corner, down on strikes goes Fayetteville first baseman. That is strikeout number two for McLaughlin, and Guilmette has now gone down via the K three times in three trips. Tough night for him at the plate. So both runners stay put. Matthews at first, Fisher at second, one out. Luis Encarnacion the batter. And he takes ball one. Encarnacion, like Guilmette, has not been able to put the ball in play yet. 0-for-2, two strikeouts. Been tough sledding for the 3-4 hitters for the Woodpeckers. 0-1 breaking ball. This is down and away. Sun starting to set. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, the late games on the Sundays for the Cannonballers to wrap up the week, their final home game of the year. 2-0, curveball left in the dirt by Encarnacion. The ball gets away, Fisher moves up to third and Matthews to second. Gonzalez knocked it down, but it hit off his shoulder and went straight left, about 25 feet away. The job got a little bit easier for Luis Encarnacion. The go-ahead run is at third. And then Matthews standing at second, right behind Fisher. It's a wild pitch. 1 out, the infield stays back. There's a ground ball through the right side of the infield and a base hit. In to score Fisher. Matthews doesn't stop running. He will score. The ball misplayed by Logan in right field. and it is a two-run go-ahead single for Luis Encarnacion to give the Woodpeckers a 3-1 lead. Enka just tomahawked that ball and hit it past the lunging first baseman of Galaney. Brings home both runners. That wild pitch proved to be very costly. So the Woodpeckers have their first lead of the night thanks to Encarnacion. Now Ryan Johnson batting, and he swings underneath. One pops it up left side. The third baseman Sprinkle coming over, looking, and the ball lands behind him. He was worried about how much room he had in front of the dugout. Didn't realize that that ball was trailing back towards the field of play, and it drops on the warning track for a foul ball. So a bit of a break there for Johnson. It's an 0-1 count. Encarnacion adding to his RBI total on the year. He's now got 44. Fastball called strike two on Johnson. Before the end of the year, he's trying to run down Zach Cole in that regard. He is the active team leader by a considerable margin. Cole's got 46, so he is now too shy of him. Runner going. Johnson chops down the ground to short. Encarnacion to second safely. The throw by Gonzalez, the shortstop, beats Johnson to the bag for out number two. So at the very least, it is a productive second out for Johnson, who is now 0-for-2 with a walk. Enka up to second, and Paz Ferreras will bat with two down. Let's see if Trey Dombrowski goes back out there, but it's going to be very difficult for him to get through a fifth inning and be eligible for what would be a sixth win of the year if Fayetteville were able to take this one to the end. First pitch to Paz in the dirt, knocked down. Ferreras did not get a chance to face his former college teammate Zach Franklin. Franklin faced two batters in the third inning and struck out both of them, Encarnacion and Johnson. He gets a no decision. Right now McLaughlin is on the hook. Encarnacion, pretty big lead off of second, the 1-0, up and outside. Bouncing back and forth off the bag, and Ferreras gets another fastball up and in. He got one his first at-bat against McLaughlin. Starting to see that control dwindle a little bit, which has been an issue for McLaughlin in his professional career. A couple of guys who grew up in the Atlanta area going to battle. Long pause by McLaughlin. Now is 3-0. Taking all the way, Ferreras called a strike. McLaughlin was born in Atlanta, grew up in Johns Creek, Georgia. Meanwhile, Ferreras was in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And Paz swings and misses, now a full count. How far apart is that? About 27 miles, 34 minutes, of course, depending on traffic. And anyone listening to the broadcast that lives in that Atlanta area knows that it can get bad. At least from the experience I've had, the very few times I've been to ATL. Great city, though, despite all of that. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Encarnacion on the move, and Ferreras drives one deep down the right field line. This ball will land and roll to the fence. Encarnacion scores from second. The ball bobbled a bit, and Pascanel Ferreras is into second base. He's got an RBI double. It is a three-run fifth inning for Fayetteville. They jump out in front now 4-1. We've seen Ferreras get into a couple with that opposite field power he possesses. He hit one pretty well his first time up to the right fielder, Logan. And this time, he got it past Logan over his head and one hopped off the video screen down the right field line. Now we'll have a mound visit as McLaughlin reeling quite a bit in this fifth inning. He has now given up all four runs at this point since coming into the game. Logan had a bit of trouble fielding it, and I think the reasoning was there's a white ad that came on in the video screen, and the ball hit up against that white screen. Must be impossible to be able to tell where it's going, and he struggled to pick it up. Regardless, Ferreras was going to be safe at second base, but an eventful inning out there for Drake Logan in right field. So a two-run single for Luis Encarnacion, an RBI double for Paz Ferreras, and the Woodpeckers trying to make something happen in this inning. Ferreras on the move. First pitch misses low to Dari Lorenzo, and Paz Ferreras swipes third, so he's up 90 feet. Two outs in the inning. Certainly wasn't out of breath after picking up the two-bagger. Second stolen base of the ball game for the Woodpeckers. And Lorenzo looking for just a single. He has struck out twice thus far. A lot of strikeouts in this game for Fayetteville's offense, but they have driven in the runs in this fifth inning. Strike even things up at the letters 1-1. Laughlin just trying to not let things get even further out of hand in the inning. Loops a breaking ball on the outside half to Lorenzo. No action right now in the Woodpeckers bullpen. That doesn't mean someone isn't already warmed up, as Lorenzo skies one foul right over the club level seats. Dombrowski does have enough left in the tank to maybe get a couple of outs in the fifth if needed. Lorenzo spoils another one, this one down the left field line. As mentioned, Dari Lorenzo does have a home run in this ballpark. Came earlier in the year. He's only got two total. That home run came on June 2nd. Another two-strike pitch. He takes a breaking ball that looked good, but Mike Corbett says that that pitch missed. And you can't place that one much better if you're Mark McLaughlin. Tough break for him, and he'll have to be forced to throw another strike, 2-2. Here it is, and that breaking ball dives down and in. And in. Bit of an all-over-the-place strike zone tonight so far for Michael Corbett. And it has impacted both sides. And we've got some words being exchanged over from the Kannapolis dugout. Wouldn't be too surprised there. Big pitch coming, though. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Ferreras at third. Here's the payoff. And Lorenzo stays alive once more. Fouls it back. And even if he does get the out, the very least, added another couple of pitches onto that pitch count. And of course, a ball that gets away at this point would be a run in the fourth of the inning for Fayetteville with Ferreras at third. McLaughlin from the stretch, another 3-2, and once more, Lorenzo stays alive with a foul ball. And he just barely got a piece of that one. Jackson Lofton is on deck. He took McLaughlin deep. His last at-bat, there was a right-hander throwing down the right field line for Kannapolis in the bullpen. The 3-2, down low, ball four, and Dari Lorenzo ends up working a walk, so that close pitch doesn't go McLaughlin's way, and it ends up being a two-out walk. Puts runners at the corners for Fayetteville, and out to the mound goes Patrick Leland, and he's looking right in the direction of Michael Corbett. He will go out there and retrieve Mark McLaughlin, take the ball from him, and it will be a different arm that needs to get the final out of this inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Right-hander coming in. Woodpeckers have scored three times in the top of this fifth inning. They'll try to add more with Lofton coming to the plate. We'll tell you who he faces when we come back. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Well, I did not think the girl
McLaughlin evens it 2-2. According to our track man, it hit the bill. That'll trail foul. Count is still 1-2. We'll see how much longer he has in the tank tonight. One. Playoffs in Fayetteville and nobody out for Garrett Gilman. Hard hit ball up middle by Bryce Matthews. That puts now 2-1 for the Woodpeckers and nobody out. Garrett Gilman will stand in, former Texas Longhorn. Top of the fifth inning, 1-1 your score. Now Gonzalez will come chat with Mark McLaughlin. Go through some signs. And 1-1 your score, Kannapolis and Fayetteville in the series finale. 24th and final time these two sides will play in 2023. Two South Division opponents in the Carolina League out. It's just Gonzalez will stand in.
Runners at the corners, two away.
Final score tonight, Carolina 7-2 over Downey, 6-5 Lynchburg over Fredericksburg, and 10-0 Charleston wins that series finale over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans.
Stopping at
one out, Gonzalez's pitch delivered,
second base, a costly throwing error from Jordan Sprinkle.
Catcher Gonzalez
keeps inning alive. It is now 5-1 Fayetteville.
1 count with one out.
Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this inning.
Dombrowski on the third base side of the rubber to the right of Gonzalez.
0-1. But instead,
fouled off. Straight back. It's 0-2.
First error of the ball game. And the Woodpeckers now will have two in scoring position
with
for Leo
Danny
Molina, the ninth batter of the inning. Not what Connery Peters was hoping for when he came into this ball game.
2 count with one out from the wide. Dombrowski's pitch.
No, but got
weakly tap back towards the mound. Dombrowski with a routine play. Sets his feet to first. He goes for the out. It'll be a 1-3 put out for Juan Gonzalez. He's down. Two outs now. And two up is Drake Logan. Ms. Casey Betty has made her first appearance of the night. The baller's Pat Dawg grabs the bat and retrieves the former GM Matt Millward. So two outs. And Drake Logan's going to stand in.
That juices the bags for Fisher. He's already reached base twice so far and walked to lead off this inning.
So Drake Logan will dig in. Two outs now in this bottom of the fourth. Pitch delivered by Dombrowski upstairs and away. Count is 1-0. Drake Logan 0-1, a strikeout in his last at bat.
Outside.
One of just a few tonight for Dombrowski. He's already got a 5-3 2/3. Curveball on the 1-0 is in
Fisher.
There.
Swings at the 1-0, and it misses 1-1. All started with Fisher's walk and the single from Bryce Matthews later on. Encarnacion, two-run single, gave Fayetteville the lead, and it has snowballed into a big four-run inning as Fisher takes strike two. Connery Peters just looking for a way out. Peters, 38th round pick by the Los Angeles Dodgers out of high school. Ended up not signing, played his college days at Wichita State and then Texas Arlington. Now with the White Sox organization and trying to get out of this inning. One ball, two strikes, two outs. His pitch, fastball, up and outside. Apologies for some tech difficulties we had a few moments ago with our radio feed. Should be sorted out now. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fisher down on strikes. And Peters gets out of it. Limits the damage. Fayetteville strands the bases loaded, but they send 10 men to the plate. And they score four times in a big fifth inning to take a 5-1 lead. We are halfway home here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Packers trying to win their final road game of the year. Trey Dombrowski back on the mound. We'll be back in a moment with the bottom of the fifth. Home half of the fifth inning. Matrim Health Ballpark, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Colin Casey bringing you the coverage on this Sunday evening. And the Woodpeckers now in front 5-1 after four runs in the top of the fifth inning. Trey Dombrowski back on the mound, and he gives up a line drive into right center field. A leadoff single off the bat of Edrick Felix. And it's the third hit allowed for Dombrowski. Pitch count is getting up there, and see just how much longer he can go, but he'll have to contend with a runner on base for the time being. So Felix leads off of the base, and now Ryan McCarthy takes strike one on the outside corner. Kannapolis took an early lead, 1-0 in the second inning. Jackson Lofton, a big swing in the top of the fourth to tie things up, and then the four runs in the top of the fifth for Fayetteville. A couple of big hits from Luis Encarnacion as well as Paz Ferreras. It is 1-1 now on McCarthy. So far, he has grounded out. That was to end a second inning in which it looked like Kannapolis was going to add more to their 1-0 lead, but they were unable to. 1-1 fastball, a little bit off the plate. It is 2-1. Dombrowski looks over at first and comes home. There's a fly ball hit to left center field, falling quickly towards the gap, but Lofton, using his good closing speed, comes over and makes the catch for the first out. Back to first base goes Felix. Taking a look over at Ricky Rivera in the Woodpeckers dugout. He is on the top step at the moment, but he will stay put. So Dombrowski will have at least this next batter. He is at 74 pitches. This will likely be his last double play ball here, and he'd find himself eligible for a victory. Ball one misses outside to Riku Nishida. He is 0-2 tonight. Top two in the order of Nishida and Sprinkle combined 0-4 against Dombrowski. 1-0, called a strike, top of the zone. Dombrowski with six strikeouts over 4 1/3. 1-1 is fouled back, and Nishida will have to protect. One ball, two strikes. Here it is. Pitch is waved after and missed. That was self-defense from Riku Nishida as that fastball came up and in on him. And he swung the bat wildly for the second out. Seventh strikeout for Trey Dombrowski on the night brings his season total to 142, and that will be his last. Manager Ricky Rivera out to the mound. So Trey Dombrowski will finish one out shy of being eligible for a victory. And he will hand off the ball in his final road start of 2023. Couldn't have asked for much more out of him, just the one run allowed over those 4 2/3 as he gets a couple of high fives from his team, and I guess he's staying in. Ricky Rivera had us all fooled. He's going to let him get the final out at 78 pitches. He will get one opportunity. We don't see this very often. The limit is generally put at 75 pitches. Trey's at 78. But he will get a chance to try to get that victory. Maybe he'd talk Ricky into it. But he'll face Jordan Sprinkle trying to get through five. There is a left-hander warming up in the Fayetteville bullpen. It is Jose Nodal, if necessary. Of course, Ethan Pecco probably scheduled to pitch as well. He got the start on Tuesday. Trey Dombrowski trying to get through five innings here. The 1-0 to Sprinkle misses up and outside and quickly falls behind in the count. Sprinkle a ground out and a strikeout to this point. 2-0. And Sprinkle has a string pulled on him. These two have met plenty of times previously. They squared off in the Cape League, as well as obviously in the Carolina League this year. But Dombrowski, the former Harwich Mariner, Sprinkle, the former Orleans Firebird. 2-1, fastball, a little bit inside. Ball's in a strike. Jacob Gonzalez hoping for a chance, waiting on deck. 5-1 Fayetteville in the bottom of the fifth. 3-1 is popped up down the right field line. Going back, Guillemette, but he's out of real estate. It lands foul. And so, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Dombrowski has thrown 83 pitches. I believe that's the highest number of pitches thrown by a Fayetteville arm all year long. Trying to get that final out. He comes set. A look over at first. Here's the 3-2, lined and caught over at third by Paz Ferreras, and the inning is over. Sprinkle gave it a ride. Had that gotten past Ferreras' glove, that's down the line for extra bases and probably a run, but instead, Trey Dombrowski, against all odds, makes it through 5 innings. He's eligible for the victory, and he takes a 5-1 lead for Fayetteville into the sixth. We'll be back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Martin McLaughlin turned in one of his best. Keener will stand in high and deep left field. This one's hit well. Nishina back struck him out.
Of the sixth inning here in Kannapolis, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead it 5-1 over the Cannonballers. Bryce Matthews lead it off. He takes ball one inside. Woodpeckers trying to follow up a 4-run fifth inning in which they sent 10 batters to the plate and trying to provide some more run support for Trey Dombrowski, who goes 5 innings, gives up just 1 run. Pitch misses low. 2-0 on Matthews, who has reached base all 3 times he's been to the plate. Ground ball hit towards short. Picked up cleanly by Gonzalez, and one first-round pick throws out another for the first out. First time that Matthews has been retired. Back on the mound is Connery Peters, who wrapped up last inning. Peters had to work a little bit. Not exactly all his fault. There was an error that kept the inning alive. Then he hit a batter but picked up a big strikeout on Cam Fisher. Now he gets a clean slate to work with and gets a swing and a miss from Garrett Guillemette, 0-1. Guillemette chops one third base side, and it trickles foul. Final line for Mark McLaughlin, who departed the game before that inning came to an end. He is on the hook, going an inning and two-thirds, gives up five runs, four of them earned on two walks, two strikeouts, did surrender a home run, four hits total against the righty. Out in front, Guilmett hit to third, Sprinkle throws on the run, and this time it's a strike. So 6-3 put out, and then a 5-3 put out, and it's a quick first two outs in the sixth. It's got to feel good for Sprinkle over there after he had one get away from him in what would have ended the inning. Jackson Lofton going down the line, though. That speed, always got to be wary of. So Luis Encarnacion comes up, and he will look to follow up his two-run single that he had last inning. Peters waits the first pitch, and it's fastball a little bit outside. The 1-0. That's a called strike outside corner. Elsewhere around the Carolina League, talked a little bit about some other games with the Lynchburg Hillcats winning 6-5 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. As Encarnacion out in front, 1-2. And of course, the Carolina Mudcats, who picked up a 7-2 victory over Down East. A lot of other games have gone final. The Charleston River Dogs, 10-0 winners over Myrtle Beach. And there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Encarnacion down swinging for the third time tonight. Two, three, and four hitters in the Fayetteville lineup set down in order. We go bottom six. Still a four-run lead for the Woodpeckers, 5-1. Listing right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. And the MILB First Pitch app will tell you about the new arm on the mound, Jose Nadal, when we return. Playing the home half of the sixth inning, final road game of the Woodpeckers 2023 season, and they're in a good spot. 5-1, they lead Kannapolis. New left-hander on the mound, it is Jose Nadal, who fires one up high for a ball. It is 2-0 on Jacob Gonzalez, middle or heart of the lineup, rather, for Kannapolis to begin this inning, and what another outing it was for Trey Dombrowski on the mound, the starter for the Woodpeckers, as Gonzalez went around on the check swing, 2-1. Dombrowski finishes going five innings. He throws a season-high 84 pitches. Gives up just one run on three hits, two walks, seven strikeouts as Gonzalez swings through a good breaking ball from Nodal. It is 2-2. Jose Nodal, another left-hander on this staff currently, 21 years old out of Cienfuegos, Cuba. The 2-2 fastball jams Gonzalez. It's flared down the left field line. 3-10 record for Nodal with a 6.66 earned run average. He has crossed the 70-inning mark, 71 and two-thirds in his first full season of minor league ball, 56 strikeouts, 49 walks. The 2-2 sent in the air to deep left field by Gonzalez, loft and backpedaling, still going back towards the corner, and he makes the catch on the warning track. Waded his way towards that foul pole. Gonzalez showing off some good opposite field power. Didn't quite get enough of it, though, and it's out number one. So Calvin Harris digs in, another lefty. One for two with a single, run scored and a strikeout. Here comes the first pitch, a breaking ball outside. Fayetteville trying to secure a split in the series after winning the first two games and then dropping three straight. Swing and a miss. Harris can't connect. It was that doubleheader that took place. The hurricane that moved through the area ends up postponing a game and pushing a doubleheader to Friday. As a fastball is fouled straight over my head. The Woodpeckers won game one of that doubleheader in eight innings before getting walked off on in game two, the seven-inning affair. Since then, all the momentum had been with Kannapolis up until the middle innings tonight. A half swing and fooled badly was Harris. He goes down on strike, so Jose Nodal picking up right where Trey Dombrowski left off. Picks up a strikeout. It's now eight total for the Woodpeckers pitching staff, and we'll see. Ricky Rivera might get an opportunity here to have his two lefties go the distance tonight. Get the Woodpeckers back home against Charleston on Tuesday. Two up, two down for Ryan Galaney, who takes curveball for ball one. Trey Dombrowski with another strong outing tonight, and his case for Carolina League Pitcher of the Year strengthens a little bit more. Nodal brings that curveball up this time, and it's over for strike one. There are some guys who have more innings and perhaps a better ERA, but he's second among qualifying guys as far as ERA goes coming into tonight. Only gave up one run over five innings. That'll help. Swing and a miss, strike two. So we talked about the single season program record that Trey set against the, or while he was at Monmouth. Now all of a sudden you look and he has a single season record for strikeouts in Fayetteville in 2023. One pitcher of the year in the Cape League in 2021. Maybe 2 years later, he's doing the same in single-A baseball. Incredible story out of Monmouth. The 1-2 is a fastball, a little up in the zone. Encarnacion thought it was strike three, but he goes back down in the crouch, and Jose Nodal will look for another pitch to get through a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth inning. Two-strike pitch, check swing, but Delaney held up. He's one for two so far, had a single off of Dombrowski in the second and then struck out swinging in the fourth. Trey cruised over those last two innings, gave up just one hit during that stretch. A foul ball lined straight over the head of Juan Gonzalez, who's on deck. He was spooked a little bit by that. Nodal engages the rubber once again from the stretch only. His 2-2, and he gets a swing and a miss. High breaking ball, and Galaney could not get underneath it. It is strike three and a 1-2-3 sixth inning for Jose Nodal. He's got a big smile on his face. He comes off the mound, checked off by the umpire, and we are two-thirds of the way home in this series finale. Fayetteville leads 5-1 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Top of the seventh inning from Kannapolis, 5-1 Fayetteville. Ryan Johnson digs in. Colin Casey on the call, filling in for Andrew Chapman to wrap up this weekend at Atrium Health Ballpark in the final road series for Fayetteville, as there's an 0-1 fastball that misses upstairs for a ball. Right-hander Connery Peters back on the mound, stands at 6'6", 240 pounds, the 23-year-old out of Crowley, Texas. Good-looking fastball, and Johnson can't catch up. 1-2 to Ryan Johnson, the former Pepperdine Wave. A walk, a strikeout, a groundout on the ledger for him. And Johnson swings at the 1-2, hits it out to right field. Drake Logan wandering back. He makes the catch for the first out. Johnson squares one up pretty well, but couldn't quite get it to that short porch down the right field line. Just 315 to right. Here in Kannapolis, there's a brand new apartment building just beyond the fence that, I'm sure if you're in those balconies and the upper floors of that building, got some spectacular views of the ballpark, and what a great facility they have. Right in the downtown area, a lot of striking similarities between Atrium Health Ballpark and Segra Stadium. Now Paz Ferreras turns away from a fastball inside. And the 1-0 to Paz. Slider dips down in the dirt. Ferreras had a big RBI double in that fifth inning. Struck one well down the right field line. Added his sixth RBI since joining the Woodpeckers in July. 2-0 is tapped foul and glances off the catcher Gonzalez. Ferreras, the final pick in the 2023 MLB draft out of Western Carolina. Had an impressive debut with the Woodpeckers at Segra Stadium, where he had three hits. 2-1, fastball called strike two. The Houston Astros trying to find some success in that 20th round. They've gotten some big success stories in the later rounds of the draft over the years. Perhaps in last year's draft, Tim Borden, 16th round pick, who went straight up to High A Asheville, never even played in Fayetteville. 2-2 pitch, and Ferreras caught reaching. He goes down on strikes. So Connery Peters picks up his third strikeout in relief. He's done a nice job of stabilizing things and keeping the deficit where it is. Still a four-run game, two outs. He has set down six in a row now. Dari Lorenzo tries to buck that trend. Dari drew a walk in that fifth inning but was stranded at third base. So see if the Woodpeckers, hopefully not regretting leaving the bases loaded in that inning despite scoring four runs. A close pitch taken for ball one. Peters, the fourth arm used tonight by manager Pat Leland. Pitch misses inside on Lorenzo. It was Seth Keener who started the ball game and put together a really impressive second outing with Kannapolis. The former Wake Forest Demon Deacon went 2 1/3 innings, three hits, but no runs allowed, two walks, five strikeouts. Gets a no decision tonight. 2-0 Lorenzo golfs at it and tips it foul. Annapolis Cannonballers, the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. They were a longtime member of the South Atlantic League prior to the reorganization of the minors during the pandemic. Fastball outside corner, 2-2. So they are still relatively new to the Carolina League. They've been in Kannapolis since 1995. 2-2 is down in the dirt. They were known, though, initially in the early days as the Piedmont Bullweevils, first few years of existence before they came the Kannapolis Intimidators in honor of Dale Earnhardt, the late NASCAR seven-time Winston Cup champion and former minority owner within the team. 3-2 misses low for ball four, and Lorenzo works a two-out walk, second time he has drawn a base on balls. Jackson Lofton will bat the runner at first, two outs and a 5-1 lead still for Fayetteville in the top of the seventh. Of course, Earnhardt, a Kannapolis native. Grew up right here in the city. And Charlotte being a big hub for NASCAR, where the NASCAR Hall of Fame is as well. Of course, his son Dale Earnhardt Jr., also from the area. Had himself a successful NASCAR career as well, two-time Daytona 500 champion. Breaking ball in the dirt, gets away from the catcher Gonzalez, and Lofton ran into, and now Lofton taking exception on what's something that Gonzalez said. I think they're exchanging some words, and Mike Corbett getting in the middle of it, making sure it doesn't get too hostile. Probably a reminder, hey guys, you got six games left after this. Let's have cooler heads prevail. 1-0, and Lofton blown away by a fastball. Lofton launched his eighth home run of the season back in the fourth inning. Tied the game at the time and really gave Fayetteville the shot in the arm they've been looking for offensively. And now Lofton sends another one out to center field, but this one hangs up plenty for McCarthy. Makes the catch, and the side is retired. So Lorenzo a two-out walk, but he is left there. Fayetteville has now left nine runners on base in this ball game, but we're on to the seventh inning stretch, and the Woodpeckers are on top 5-1. Bottom of the seventh comes back, coming up in just a moment.
Boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a mad leader.
Sunday night baseball in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Bottom of the seventh inning, 5-1, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers leading the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Jose Nadal back to the mound after a 1-2-3 sixth inning in his first inning of relief. He'll now face the 6, 7, and 8 hitters of the Cannonballers lineup. Juan Gonzalez, Drake Logan, and Edric Felix due up. Gonzalez 0-2 with a couple of groundouts so far. This will be his first time facing Nadal. And the lefty with his first pitch, a breaking ball in there, called a strike. All five of Fayetteville's runs scored in the fourth and fifth innings. Curveball misses downstairs. Encarnacion swaps out the baseball. The Houston Astros, they are in action right now at Minute Maid Park. 1-1 the score. The New York Yankees tying the game moments ago after Houston took a 1-0 lead all the way back in the first inning. Fastball upstairs on Gonzalez. Yankees fighting back in this series and giving the Astros some problems. Runner at second right now for Aaron Judge in that sixth inning with one down. Close pitch. Nadal doesn't get the call. It's 3-1. Saw Yordan Alvarez went down with an injury but stayed in the ball game, so that's certainly a good sign. Kyle Tucker, the lone RBI on a sacrifice fly in the first inning for Houston. 3-1 curveball. Well located by Nadal. And for Jose Nadal, there have been some rough outings, but there have been some really good outings this year for the left-hander in his first season. Full season of minor league ball. Head of the 3-2 pitch, Juan Gonzalez calls time. In fact, he's the only pitcher that has gone six innings multiple times on this staff this year. He has given the Woodpeckers length at times. Payoff pitch, a great breaking ball, and Gonzalez chases after it for strike three. Encarnacion picks it up and fires it down to first. And Jose Nadal has struck out three batters in a row and has retired the first four he's faced tonight. Strikeout total now 59 on the year for Jose. And with one away, here's Drake Logan. First pitch Logan sees is a fastball, pops out of the mitt low. Nadal's last outing came on August 27th in the Down East series, where he went 3 2/3 and gave up just one run on one hit, walked one and struck out five. So it seems like he's starting to unlock some tools to his game late in the season. Swing and a miss from Logan, 1-1. And early last month, he went six innings and gave up just one run unearned on five hits. Logan gets underneath one and lifts it to left. Jackson Lofton in the alleyway makes the catch, and that's out number two. Logan moves to 0-3. That outing was against the Carolina Mudcats. It was his best outing the month by far. He had a rough follow-up against Myrtle Beach, but then again, who didn't in that series for the Woodpeckers? It was a tough week for them on the road against the Pelicans, who finished with the top record in the Carolina League, it appears to be. First pitch to Felix, misses down and in. Even further back in the year, Nadal, you go all the way back to April. April 15th, he went six innings, had a quality start. Swing and a miss, Felix over the top of it. That was against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Nadal gave up three runs, none of them earned on five hits. One walk, only one strikeout, but he was generating weak contact the whole ball game. A line drive skips underneath the glove of Ryan Johnson over at short into left field. And Felix has reached for a third time tonight. Edric Felix in the eighth spot. A walk and now two singles. Keeps the seventh alive. First guy to reach base against Nadal. And Ryan McCarthy, the nine hitter, trying to string together a two-out rally. Right now, Kannapolis kind of experiencing what it's been like for Fayetteville over the course of the weekend. McCarthy swings through a fastball, 0-1. They just weren't able to find those big hits, especially last night, the Woodpeckers. They've gotten all of them tonight. 0-1, fastball up and away. Be a late bus ride back, about 2.5 hours from Kannapolis to Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers will be off on Monday, Labor Day. 1-1, cracked out to left field, hit the other way, loft and back, track, wall, it's out of here. A two-run home run from Ryan McCarthy gives the Cannonballers some life. The lead cut in half, it's now 5-3. Jackson Lofton was sizing that ball up, but he ran out of room. Lands on the berm. So the two-out single keeps it alive, and McCarthy flexes his power, drives it the other way over the fence. So back to the top of the order, Riku Nishida, with the crowd now back into the ball game, takes ball one outside from Nodal. First home run in the career of Ryan McCarthy in the minors. Pitch is fouled straight back. Remember, he was a guy who signed from the Pioneer League earlier in the year. Had a really strong season in that league, and Chicago White Sox took notice, and now here he is hitting home runs in affiliated ball, giving his team some hope. Check swing, and Nishida went around. So that is strike two. Nadal trying to bounce back and get on to the eighth inning with the lead still multiple runs. One ball, two strike. The pitch, a great breaking ball, and he freezes Nishida. Strikes out for a third time, and Nadal bounces back to end the inning, but not before a two-run home run from the nine-hitter Ryan McCarthy. Brings home a pair in the seventh for Kannapolis. To the top of the eighth we go. Fayetteville 5, the Kannapolis Cannonballers 3 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Two innings left to play in this final road series for Fayetteville as they lead it 5-3 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 9-1-2. In the top of the eighth for the Woodpeckers, Leo's Danny Molina swings at first pitch and fouls it straight back. Right-hander still on the mound, Connery Peters locking it down. There's a foul ball straight back. Actually, that's a new pitcher on the mound, I should say. Ethan Hammerberg has taken over. The fifth arm in the ball game for Kannapolis. So Peters keeps things scoreless over 2 1/3. And now it is Hammerberg's game. Popped up foul, and this will land on the dugout roof. Two strikes on Molina. Saw Hammerberg earlier playing the role of making sure no one got hit down the line, and now he was the one warming up and will be the one to take the ball for this eighth inning. The 20th round pick, last year's draft out of the Ohio State University. 1-3 record, 4.40 earned run average this year. Molina on the ground towards second. Felix, quick throw to first, and there's the first out. 4-3 put out, and Molina now 1-for-3 in the game. So Cam Fisher will bat for a fifth time tonight. Hammerberg, 28 in two-thirds innings coming into the game, so now an even 29. 45 strikeouts to 23 walks for the righty out of OSU. First pitch to Fisher is low. Cam tonight, another game where he's reached base multiple times. He singled in the first, struck out in the second, walked and scored in the fifth, struck out again in the sixth. Fastball is in tight. 2-0 on Fisher, whose batting average is now up to 271, thanks to this strong series he's had at Atrium Health Ballpark. Putting himself in a good spot to maybe start the year in Asheville next year. He lines one sharply to short, played on a hop by Jacob Gonzalez, who throws across for the second out. So hit well by Fisher, but unfortunately right at the White Sox first rounder over at the shortstop position. Two up, two down for Hammerberg. And the other first round pick in the ball game, Bryce Matthews will get a chance. Let's flash it back to 2 years ago today, September 3rd, 2021. The Woodpeckers pulled off a big time rally at home against the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch to Matthews is a curveball in for a strike. It's a 4-3 lead for Augusta going into the seventh inning stretch before Quincy Hamilton laced a game-tying RBI single. And then it was Chad Stevens, a bases-clearing triple. That was the big deciding hit and gave Fayetteville a 7-4 victory. Pitch misses inside on Matthews. On the mound, Carlos Calderon ended up getting the win, and he struck out 8 batters in relief. One of his early outings with the Woodpeckers in 2021. Change up, inside corner, called a strike. Woodpeckers not the ones hoping for a rally tonight. It's Kannapolis, and had a mini rally in the seventh. The 2-run home run from Ryan McCarthy brought them within 2. Hoping to have some big hits in the eighth or the ninth. No action in the Fayetteville bullpen, so presumably Jose Nadal will go back out there and try to get the final 6 outs. 1-2 to Matthews, smashed up the middle on the ground and into left center field. Wide turn from Matthews, he retreats, and he has his 3rd hit of the ball game. He has reached 4 times, 3-for-4 performance for Bryce Matthews. Haven't been big-time swings, not a lot of power on them as far as launch angle goes, but they've been hit hard. And they have found the outfield grass. That's what matters. He has now out-hit the Woodpeckers as a whole from last night's game. So his speed is on first base with 2 down. Garrett Guilmette just looking for something to go his way tonight. 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts in the 3 spot. First pitch fastball brings Gonzalez out of the crouch. He thought about snap throwing down to first, but Bryce Matthews actually back with a dive. Wasn't taking any chances. Hammerberg. A nod and the 1-0. Well located fastball, 1-1. Hammerberg, another one of those former Cape Leaguers, played in the CCBL with Hyannis in 2022. Before that, he was in the Northwoods League with Duluth. On the same time that Jackson Lofton was there with the Fond du Lac Spiders. 1-1, and Guilmette reaches out and sends it into right center field. That's a base hit and rolls towards the gap. Bryce Matthews rounding second. They're going to wave him in. He will head to the plate. Here comes the throw. It's high, and Matthews slides in safely. as he ran into Gonzalez, who was on the plate, fell down, and Gonzalez making sure that Bryce is all right. But he comes in to score, adds a crucial insurance run. Garrett Gilmet credited him with an RBI single. It is 6-3 Fayetteville. So we just saw a two-out rally in the bottom of the seventh inning for the Cannonballers. Now ends up being a two-out rally for Fayetteville. The single from Matthews and then Gilmet with a base hit. And Bryce Matthews, talk about incredible speed. Scoring all the way from first base on a ball that usually some guys barely get to third on. That is a big-time play. Now I got a mound visit for Kannapolis. They'll actually give Gilmet a double for that because it was hit pretty far into the gap. So two bases for Gilmet, an RBI double, his fifth double of the year. And he stands at second base. Luis Encarnacion, he's driven in two tonight. Hammerberg with a fastball to start him off up and outside. That ball was placed so well between Logan and McCarthy out there that would have been tough to throw out Gilmet at second base. That throw came home all the way and would have been in time to get Matthews had it not been so high. Fastball misses outside. 2-0 on Encarnacion. Woodpeckers can get another base hit here, bring home Gilmet, cancel out those runs from the seventh. 2-0. Well-spotted changeup at the knees. Called a strike by home plate umpire Mike Corbett. Most of this crowd still here, catching the final home action for Kannapolis in 2023. 2-1, and Encarnacion with a lunging swing himself. Hits it on the ground to first. The lob throw is over the bag and rolls away, and Gilmet will come in to score. Another disastrous play in the field as Galaney came off the bag and threw to the covering Hammerberg, but the ball went right through his webbing and ends up trickling away. Gilmet never stopped running. It'll be an E3 on the high throw. And another run comes across. So Fayetteville taking what Kannapolis has given them tonight. And now Ryan Johnson gets a chance with two outs in the inning. First pitch breaking ball down and outside. Woodpeckers have done their fair share of driving in runs, but this four-run cushion really comes down to a couple of plays that allowed the Woodpeckers to score some unearned runs. A couple of bad throws in the field, and the Woodpeckers have certainly benefited from it. Johnson fouls it straight back. Approaching the 9 o'clock hour on this Sunday, and I'm sure a lot of Woodpeckers fans tuned in are happy it's the final Sunday without NFL football. Week one, starting next week. Should be another great season. There's a swing from Johnson. He went around, a late break from Encarnacion. Tries to get the extra base and does. The throw hits Encarnacion on the way by. And it appears he is all right. And he gives a quick handshake to second baseman Edric Felix. Felix, and he is back up there. So he ends up moving up on the pitch in the dirt. It's a wild pitch. Now the runner in scoring position with two away. 1-2 on Johnson. He is walked but is 0-3. Encarnacion, big lead off of second base, and Hammerberg misses up high. Trey Dombrowski in line for the victory would be his team leading sixth if the Woodpeckers hold on to this 7-3 lead. Encarnacion, a huge jump. He's on the move. Fastball misses outside, and Luis Encarnacion has stolen third base standing. And he gets a big tap on the head from his manager, Ricky Rivera. We have seen Enke get more and more aggressive as the year has gone on, and that is his seventh stolen base of the year. Can't forget about him over there. So he stands at third, 90 feet away, a full count now on Johnson. Paz Ferreras waiting on deck. Hammerberg from the stretch. The 3-2. Check swing. Did Johnson go around? No, he did not. Ball four. And he has drawn a walk, and the inning continues. Second time that Johnson has walked. And they'll be at the corners for Paz. Tough inning for Ethan Hammerberg continues. Wonder if that throw with him covering the bag and Encarnacion get out of that inning. One less run scored, and on top of that, still in striking distance. Now you got to be worried about this one not getting well out of reach. In the top of the eighth, first pitch to Ferreras, slider down and away. Paz 1-for-4, a RBI double in the big fifth inning. He's also flown out, grounded out, and struck out. And he barrels one up, out to right field. Underneath it, Logan again, and he secures it to end the inning. Flyout gets Hammerberg out of the jam with a couple runners on base, but Fayetteville gets two more, a costly error. And the Woodpeckers cancel out the two scored by Kannapolis in the seventh. We move to the bottom of the eighth inning. Jose Nadal back on the mound. The Woodpeckers lead 7-3 late on this Sunday night edition of Woodpeckers Baseball. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app. Bottom of the eighth in this series finale, Fayetteville 7, Kannapolis 3. Colin Casey, happy to have you on this Sunday evening from Atrium Health Ballpark. Back on the mound, Jose Nadal for his third inning in relief, following up five innings from Trey Dombrowski. Gave up a two-run home run last frame, and now trying to continue pace that he's been on outside of that one mistake. Jordan Sprinkle down in a hole, 0-2. Nadal, outside of the two-run blast, has been very effective in relief. He's struck out four batters, zero walks. He's got an 0-2 count now on Sprinkle. Misses outside with the fastball. Sprinkle tonight 0-for-3. And also had a costly error over at third base. So far cry from what Sprinkle had been experiencing the previous couple of games. He had an RBI double last night. Go-ahead two-run home run a couple of nights before. Works the count even on a breaking ball down low. There is a right-hander starting to throw for Fayetteville. Could be Jeremy Malero. Believe that's who it is. And might get him some work in. Not a save situation at the moment, as there's a breaking ball swung at. Strike three. Encarnacion recovers and throws a dart up the line. Sidearm to get Sprinkle for the first out. Strikeout number five for Jose Nodal. And now Jacob Gonzalez steps in. Canapolis down to their final five outs tonight. Gonzalez has been held quietly. Just the one walk. And is 0-2. Lefty against lefty. Infield shifted on him. And Gonzalez with a big cut. Swings underneath the high fastball. 0-1. Nadal goes to the breaking ball a little bit outside. The Woodpeckers pick up a win. They would finish the season series against Kannapolis at 10-14 this year, but an overall split at Atrium Health Ballpark. They are 5-6 coming into tonight on the road against Kannapolis. Outside corner dotted well, and another two-strike count for Nadal. Also would halt a three-game losing streak going into their final home series of the year. Breaking ball looked pretty good, but missed inside, and neither Nadal nor catcher Encarnacion can believe it. It's been that kind of zone tonight. 2-2 count on Gonzalez. The pitch is fouled straight back. Has completely fallen here. Pitch black skies and lights illuminating otherwise quiet downtown Kannapolis on this Sunday night. 2-2 breaking ball misses low, and it's a full count now. Nadal trying to avoid issuing his first walk of the outing. Gonzalez will be followed by Calvin Harris, who waits on deck. A 3-2 from the Cuban. Lunged at, flared into shallow center, but well-placed Ryan Johnson only has to take a couple of steps back, makes the catch for the second out. A round of applause for the bat dog. Overran the bat at first and was looking right at Michael Corbett for some direction. I think Corbett was just as confused as the dog was. So another lefty digs in Harris. And Nadal shorts a curveball on him. Seen a lot of that breaking ball tonight from Jose Nadal, and I think that's by design. That has been his best pitch all year long. 12-6 movement. A lot of vertical drop on it. 1-0. Fastball high and wide. And a big reason why he is able to induce a lot of ground balls. Talk at the start of the year when Nadal first got to Fayetteville was all the ground balls he was able to have hitters ground into at the FCL level. Breaking ball outside, and it's 3-0 now on Harris. We've seen time and time again this year Nadal get some timely double play balls. There's one outing at Five County Stadium where it seemed like every time he needed one, he got it. 3-0 fastball. Harris takes all the way and watches ball four. A two-out walk, and now the Cannonballers trying to replicate what they did in the seventh inning. It was a two-out single for Felix, and then the two-run home run from Ryan McCarthy. They're looking for another Ryan to come through with a big swing, this time Ryan Galaney. He's 1-for-3 with a single, couple of strikeouts. And the first pitch from Nadal, knocked down in the dirt by Encarnacion. All the other affiliates in the Astros system wrapping up their series on this Sunday. And a rare time that the West Coast teams have gone final before the East Coast teams. Galaney with a breaking ball that comes in on him and hits his foot. And Nadal losing a little bit of control here. A walk with two outs, and now he plunks Galaney. Harris down to second. Galaney a bit hobbled, but he will make his way to first. And now Ricky Rivera is going to go out to the mound, and I think he's going to take the ball from Nadal. He's a bit frustrated. Couldn't quite get through that third inning. A little bit of a damper on what's been a largely effective outing for Jose Nadal, but he will hand off the ball, and Woodpeckers will make the move to the bullpen. Jeremy Molero coming in to the ball game, and he will look to get the final four outs of this one when we come back. Tying run in the on-deck circle now for Kannapolis, but Fayetteville still in front 7-3. Molero takes the hill, and we return. Two on, two outs, bottom of the eighth inning, Fayetteville 7, Kannapolis 3, and Jeremy Molero takes over on the mound to try to get out of this eighth inning with no runs allowed. Both runners on, Calvin Harris at second, Ryan Galani at first, responsible through Jose Nadal. First pitch chopped to the mound by Juan Gonzalez, and just like that, Jeremy Molero picks it up, throws to first. He needs one pitch, and just like that, the inning's over. Didn't even get a chance to talk about numbers for the 23-year-old. But he does his job instantly, and the side retired. Kannapolis leaves two on the bases. We go to the ninth in the final inning of this season series between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Fayetteville 7, Kannapolis 3 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Yeah.
Another new arm in the game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as we're on to the top of the ninth inning. Matrim Health Ballpark, 7-3 Fayetteville. Right-hander Billy Seidel takes over for manager Patrick Leland on the mound. He'll face Dari Lorenzo, 7-8 and 9 hitters for the Woodpeckers lineup. And Lorenzo swings through strike one. Seidel, the former Duke Blue Devil. With an 0-1 breaking ball in for a strike, taken in the 15th round last year. 23-year-old out of Newton, Massachusetts. Comes in with a 5-4 record and 14 saves on the year. Not a save situation, just trying to keep the deficit at 4 as his 0-2 misses a bit off the plate to Lorenzo. He's 5-4, the 5.29 earned run average. And this is 45th game of the year. He has gotten plenty of action. 1-2 is low. Seidel spent 5 games late last year after being drafted with Kannapolis, as well as pitching in the Arizona Complex League. He was selected out of school. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Lorenzo. Here's the pitch, and Dari lines one sharply over the high leap of Edric Felix out into right field, and that's a leadoff single for Dari Lorenzo, third time he has reached base. Start of the day, 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. He has since walked twice, and now can add a single to that. Woodpeckers in double digits on the night. That is their 10th hit of the ball game as a team. And so Seidel will now have to contend with Jackson Lofton at the plate. Seidel, the former Harwich Mariners teammate of Fayetteville starter Trey Dombrowski, went 5 innings today, gave up 1 run on 3 hits, walked 2, struck out 7. First pitch to Lofton, and he fouls it off of the home plate umpire, Mike Corbett. And, of course, Seidel, his first year at Duke, was the last year for one of the top prospects in the Houston Astros organization in Joey Loperfido, who's now with the Sugarland Space Cowboys, having a heck of a year. They're both on that 2021 Blue Devils team. A 1 fastball, called strike 2 on Lofton. And a solo home run in the 4th inning. 1-for-4 today. He also reached on an error. Jeremy Malero, who got the final out of the 8th inning. The tying run on deck, it is a save situation, so he's got a chance to pick up another save on the year. Would be his 6th if he completes it. A check swing. Did Lofton go around? He'll get a late appeal, and field umpire Chris Janke says he did hold up. 1-2. Lofton awaits. Seidel delivers. And Lofton sends one high in the air, falling quickly into left center field. Running in and making a leaping catch is Nishida for the first out. I mentioned it last night, but this Cannonballers outfield got to be one of the fastest collectively in the Carolina League, and Nishida, a big reason why. Got a great jump on that ball, and then literally got a great jump on it when he leaped up and plucked it out of the air. Take away a hit from Lofton. So one left fielder flies out to the other. One down, and Leo's Danny Molina watches a call at strike one. And looking up and down the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lineup. With that single from Dari Lorenzo, all 9 players have recorded a hit. Molina swings away, flares it to right. Coming over is Logan. He makes the catch for the 2nd out. A couple of flyouts. Lorenzo stays put at first base. I don't know when the last time that happened was. Or I can actually tell you the last time I think it happened was that huge game, record-setting game Fayetteville had on the road against the Lynchburg Hillcats. I believe everyone finished that game with multiple hits. It was 21 hits as a team, record to go along with a record 17 runs. And that was a Sunday game. Woodpeckers have had some success on these Sundays as Cam Fisher takes ball one. He's batting for a 6th time tonight. Got his hit back in the 1st inning. So yeah, all 9 men in the lineup have a hit. As that ball is fouled back. Actually, there's a correction there. Ryan Johnson does not have a hit at this point. I couldn't read my handwriting, but it's two walks for him. Everyone has reached base, and Ryan Johnson, the only one who does not have a hit. Bryce Matthews, the one who's got three hits, and the only one with multiple. So 8-9. I've gotten in the hit column after just two hits as a team yesterday. Fisher fishes after one in the dirt, 1-2. But on Sundays this year, Fayetteville, they're 10-12, 5-5 on the road, so trying to get to above 500 mark. On the final day of the week, away from Segra Stadium. Short lead for Lorenzo off of first, not a big threat to run. Seidel with a 1-2. This is outside. Seidel was relied upon heavy as a freshman in that 2021 season with Duke. Ended up with a 4-0 record. Played alongside Lo Profito. The pitch is a breaking ball down and in. So full count on Fisher. Has a single and a walk so far. He'd love to get Bryce Matthews up with a chance for him to get his fourth hit of the night. A great day for the first round pick. Lorenzo will be off and moving at first. Payoff pitch and Fisher strikes out swinging. Seidel with the slider down and in. And that ends the inning. It's a hat trick for Fisher tonight. But the Woodpeckers will take a 7-3 lead into the bottom of the ninth in their final road game of 2023. Looking to end that road schedule on a high note. And Jeremy Malero will look to lock down the save when we come back. Home half of the ninth coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Bottom of the ninth from Atrium Health Ballpark. The Woodpeckers on top 7-3. Trying to secure a series split before they head home and wrap up the 2023 season against Charleston River Dogs. Trying to get the save, Jeremy Malero got the final out of the eighth inning, and he starts off the bottom of the ninth with a fastball up and outside to Drake Logan. Never got a chance to mention Malero's numbers on the year, but they have been magnificent. Swing and a miss from Logan, 1-1. He is 2-0 with a 1.05 earned run average over 22 games and now 26 innings pitched as he misses outside with a fastball, 2-1. He has struck out 36 batters. Walks have been an issue for him, though, 31 of them. gets a fly ball sent down the right field line by Logan out of play. So if he can get those walks down, you're talking about a guy who's got limitless potential at any level of baseball. He's only given up 12 hits this year. 2-2 to Logan. Swing and a miss. Blew him away with a fastball. And that is out number one. The 13th strikeout for the Woodpeckers on the night. Between Dombrowski, Nadal, and now Molero. Edric Feliz. After the base is empty and one down. Feliz tonight has reached base in all three of his trips and time is called. Mike Corbett, home plate umpire, wants a pitch clock reset, and it's put back on the board. First pitch from Molero, swung on and missed, pops out of the mitt. Coming into today, the Woodpeckers were closing in on matching their strikeout total as a staff from a year ago. With room to spare, of course. Come into tonight with 1,365. Fastball nearly hits Felix, who dodges it. Now with 13, that is 1,378. Their total from last year, 1,376. Chopper over towards second, moving to his left, Lorenzo, the throw is in time, and the Woodpeckers one out away from securing a victory and heading home for the rest of the year. Two outs, and Ryan McCarthy with a two-run home run his last time up strolls into the box. So the Woodpeckers have passed that total from last year, and they still have six more games to play against the Charleston River Dogs. Incredible year of strikeout stuff for this squad and for a first-year pitching coach. Zach Wilkins. Molero sidewinds a fastball a little bit off the plate for ball one. Crowd still getting into it in this final home game for the Ballers. Things looking bleak though for the Annapolis faithful. Swing and a miss from McCarthy, 1-1. McCarthy's also grounded out and flown out. Woodpeckers trying to wrap up the season, 31-35 on the road. Pitch misses outside, 2-1. Also trying to match their win total from last year. Malero's 2-1, swing and a miss. And Kannapolis is down to their final strike. Molero trying to retire all four batters he's faced to end the ball game, but first McCarthy calls time. Got Gonzalez to ground out on one pitch in the eighth. He struck out Logan, got Felix to ground out, and now has McCarthy on the ropes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the ninth, Molero from the stretch. Comes to the belt, a deep sigh, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. He got him swinging. Might have gotten a piece of it. It doesn't matter. The ball game is over. Fayetteville Woodpeckers close out their 2023 road schedule on a high note. A big five-run fourth inning. Some great pitching from Trey Dombrowski, Jose Nadal, and Jeremy Molero to close it out. Gives the Woodpeckers a big victory to close out this series against the Kannapolis Cannonballers and send them back home. Following a victory, 7-3 the final, and Fayetteville picks up their 55th win of the season. They have matched their win total from 2022, and they wrap up their road schedule in style. Handshakes all around, big three-hit day from Bryce Matthews, and all but one player in the lineup able to record hits in this team effort. We'll wrap it all up and preview the Charleston series when we come back. Woodpeckers Sunday winners. Final score and everything else when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Woodpeckers wrap up their 2023 road schedule with a big 7-3 victory to secure a series split on the road at Atrium Health Ballpark with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Final score again 7-3. The Woodpeckers take this one after dropping three in a row and end up fighting back to secure that split and split all the 12 games that they played on the road in the 24-game schedule with the Cannonballers this year, six aside. Woodpeckers trying to take some momentum into their final home series of the year coming up next week. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show, and no shortage of things to talk about for Fayetteville. It really was a team victory out there for the Woodpeckers. They got offense, they got pitching, and they got a clean sheet defensively, and ultimately there's no shortage of directions you can point towards who came through in the clutch today. We'll start on the mound. Trey Dombrowski following up that record-setting performance on Tuesday. He ends up adding seven more strikeouts to his season total, bringing it to 142 over five innings of one-run ball, three hits allowed, two walks, and the seven strikeouts. His ERA now lowered to 3.71 on the year, and certainly his offense had a big vote of confidence from him there. He fell behind 1-0, Trey giving up the opening run on a wild pitch in the second inning that allowed Calvin Harris to score, but Fayetteville got it back with a big swing in the fourth inning. Jackson Lofton against Mark McLaughlin with a two-out solo home run to deep left field. Tied the ball game, Lofton's eighth home run of the year, and then the Woodpeckers got the big inning the following frame in the fifth, where they sent 10 men to the plate. Huge two-run single from Luis Encarnacion gave him the lead for good. Paz Ferreras added an RBI double as well. Another run came in on an error, and before you knew it, the Woodpeckers had built themselves a four-run lead. The Cannonballers fought back, got a couple of runs back on a two-run home run from Ryan McCarthy to make it at the time 5-3, but the Woodpeckers got those runs right back in the eighth inning thanks to some miscues defensively from the Cannonballers and a big RBI double off the bat of Garrett Guilmet that scored Bryce Matthews. How about the game from Bryce Matthews? Reached base four times, ends up going 3-for-4, scores a pair of runs. certainly the offensive star in this ball game, along with Encarnacion, Lofton, and others who produced. Ferreras, of course, I mean, eight different guys in the lineup ended up with hits in this ball game, and that's exactly what you want to see if your manager, Ricky Rivera, closing out the year with half a dozen games left to play following tonight. Look at the final line score. The Woodpeckers score 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors in the field. They did leave a dozen on the bases, so 22 runners left on over the last two games. But this time, unlike yesterday, the Woodpeckers were able to cash in and make the Cannonballers pay for their defensive mistakes. Kanapolis, 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 costly errors in the field, and 6 runners left on base. The win tonight goes to Trey Dombrowski. The left-hander moves to 6-9 on the year, and he ends up picking up 2 victories this week. He got the win in relief on Tuesday, picks up a victory today. Remember, he won Carolina League Pitcher of the Week last week with that outing he had down east. Could he be following it up with another Carolina League Pitcher of the Week award this week when he goes 9 innings of work and gives up just 1 run? That's a 1 ERA over the week, something to watch out for on the off day tomorrow. But Trey does pick up the victory. Mark McLaughlin gets the loss. He falls to 1-2 on the road. He ended up giving up the bulk of the runs tonight. 5 runs for him allowed on 4 hits. 4 of those runs earned. And again, the right-hander saddled with his second loss of the year. And Jeremy Molero picks up his team-leading 6th save of the year. He got the final 4 outs without issue. 4 up, 4 down for Molero. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 57 minutes. Long one on this Sunday night before the Woodpeckers get on the bus and head back home. But we'd be happy to end it with a victory in front of a big crowd for the Cannonballers. Attendance tonight, 4,123 as they watched the Fayetteville Woodpeckers defeat their Kanapolis Cannonballers. 7-3 the final score in the series finale and the final time that these two teams will meet in 2023, with both teams eliminated from postseason contention. We turn the page to the final series of 2023 back home at Segra Stadium. Tuesday night, 7:05 first pitch, the Woodpeckers will take on the Charleston River Dogs for the second and final time this year. Charleston already locked into a playoff spot. They won the second half title in the South Division. So not a whole lot to play for other than pride between those two teams, and the River Dogs prepping for a meeting with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the postseason the following week. But until Tuesday, my name is Colin Casey. This has been another edition of Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Andrew Chapman and I will be back on the call on Tuesday night. First pitch is at 7:05 again, and the broadcast will kick off about 10 minutes prior. Be sure to join us for the pregame show, and be sure to make it down to Segra Stadium if you're in the 910. A lot of great giveaways coming this final week of the year. You won't want to miss it. Last time you'll see the 2023 Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the diamond. But until next week, this has been another edition of Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and MILB.TV. So long, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend, and we will talk to you on Tuesday night. Good night, everybody.
Listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.